This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Since 2012, the Ladybug Music Festival in Wilmington has been putting the spotlight on women's music, with a free block party that's grown from 20 acts and 300 attendees in its first year to 75 acts and 10,000 attendees over 2 days in 2017. Now organizers are trying to extend Ladybug's reach downstate, announcing this week they'll be bringing another version of the event to Milford this September. For this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele chatted with Ladybug's organizers at Gable Music Ventures, CEO Gail Dillman, and President and Chief Operating Officer Jeremy Hebel about the event's expansion downstate.
We're talking about the inaugural Milford Ladybug Music Festival. Give us all the great news.
We're so excited. This will be the first time that we move the event to a different location other than downtown Wilmington. Being a woman in the music business, as we all know, it's a pretty male-dominated business. And the Ladybug Music Festival is a celebration of women in music. So to be able to bring it to another location within the state is really, really exciting for us. Many, many music festivals are very male dominated. They're great. The music is wonderful. But for instance, Firefly, less than 20% of their lineup are women. So we are excited to be able to bring an all female cast down to the Milford area, the city of Milford. And we think it's going to be great.
All right. So this started, you mentioned, back in Wilmington in 2012.
Yes. Yes.
Now you're expanding to the city of Milford. How did you choose Milford with all the cities and towns out there? Why Milford?
Milford was just a happy moment when Jeremy and I were driving down to the southern part of Delaware, and we decided to take a detour and just say, hey, I want to go check this out. And we drove into the main street, and we both like basically stopped there and just said, this is an amazing street. This is an amazing place. We went into a couple of businesses, and we were talking to them about what goes on down there. And each one of them kept saying, you've got to go talk to this one. You've got to go talk to this one. And we ended up at Gallery 37 speaking with Marcia Pickerel about music and events and what they do in the town and how much they would love to do something fresh and innovative. And that's how the whole conversation got started, just we want to get off the road and just see what Milford was all about. And that's what happened. Now we're having a festival.
Okay, so the event is planned for Saturday, September 22nd. Talk about first some of the past acts that have performed over the years when you were hosting this in Wilmington, and then let's talk about the lineup for this year in Milford.
Some of the past acts that we've had are Larkin Poe, Caroline Rose, we had Mary Lambert. These were all headlining acts in the Wilmington area. We have bands that come as far as New York City from Washington, D.C. We had one from Canada this past year. They sort of come from all over now. This year, we're also hoping to attract a very, very diverse group of women, as well as reaching out into the state of Delaware, the local music scene as well. We have not, lined up everyone for September, so we're not releasing a lineup quite yet. That will be probably in the later summer.
Okay. The Ladybug Music Festival, how did you come up with that name? Did you know that the ladybug was the state bug for Delaware when you came up with that name?
No. So Ladybug started in 2012. We were asked to do a small block party on the 2nd and Market Street area in Wilmington. And it was right when Firefly was announced. And everybody was kind of upset. There were no local bands on it. And we decided, oh, well, let's do something different. Let's see if we can get that whole audience that's going to go to Firefly to stop in Wilmington. We'll do a completely local event. And let's see, we've got to name it a bug. Oh, we'll name it Ladybug. And it'll be all about women. I didn't even know it was the state bug until I think the day of the event or shortly before it, where somebody had said to us, you know, this is the state bug of Delaware. And it was a very, very happy accident. It was like, oh, that's great.
All right, let's bring Jeremy in. Let's switch gears a little bit, Jeremy.
Sure.
Besides this being a huge arts boom to the area, obviously, the primary goal is to assist in the revitalization, really, of Milford, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we, instead of just you know, constructing outdoor stages only for this event. We really hope that as many of the storefronts and shops that would like to participate will actually host artists and kind of turn into little mini venues for the evening, specifically to drive potential customers into those businesses. And we've seen in Wilmington, you know, when we first did the event on the third Thursday in July, in July, which is typically a ghost town, you know, down in Wilmington, we had businesses saying that they did, you know, three times what they would typically have done on the best night of the year on that really slow night. And so we see this real tangible result in people that, you know, when they're coming to an event that free to attend, well, then they're looking to support, you know, what's going on. So they come with money. They want to support not only the shops and the businesses that are participating, but also the musicians that are performing do really well with merchandise sales and, you know, really make really strong fans at these events as well.
Okay, so this is going to be a one-day event on Saturday, September 22nd. Give me the layout, like, because you mentioned some of the storefronts will be serving as venues for the performers. So kind of give me the layout. What area of Milford are the main stages going to be at? And
sure. It's going to be primarily concentrated on Walnut Street, really, where, you know, right, you know, where the Mispillion kind of crosses over, where the Riverfront Theater is. You've got that little beautiful little amphitheater that's outside there. Our plan, you know, it's still early in the process, so I don't want to specifically commit to where the main stages are going to be, but that's going to be the concentration of the event, is that main Walnut Street area is going to be closed down to traffic. We're going to avoid trying to close down too many roads. We don't want this to be a major inconvenience for the city. So we're going to have extensive talks and plans about the responsible ways to do that and make sure everybody knows when those are going to be happening, of course. But yeah, primarily on Walnut Street and the businesses that are along Walnut Street for this first year. But we, you know, see a lot of potential for growth in Milford over time, which is also one of the main reasons that we got so excited when we first started having these conversations with you know, whether it be the mayor or some of the other people we're talking to. There seemed this real immediate kind of connection between us and them that they wanted to see this not just happen once, but happen once successfully and grow. And we're really excited about that idea.
All right, so Jeremy, people hear this big announcement that the Ladybug Music Festival, the inaugural event coming to Milford this year. Of course, immediately they want to know the lineup. When are you guys going to release the full lineup? And then once that happens, how can people get tickets?
You bet. Well, the best thing about the Ladybug Festival is that it is free to attend completely. There is no ticket. And that was, again, one of the main inspirations for this event was actually the cost of Firefly Festival and how many people seemed disappointed that they wouldn't be able to attend because of those ticket prices. We wanted to create something that literally anybody, any human being could attend regardless of the situation they were in. And so it is going to be completely free to attend. That's because there's going to be a lot of local businesses and other sponsors, corporate sponsors that come together to fund the event. But the actual physical lineup, we will commit that the lineup for the Milford event will be announced before the Wilmington event, obviously. And the Wilmington event this year is July 20th and 21st. So by at least by July 20th, the full lineup will be announced.
Anything else, Jeremy or Gail, that I'm leaving out?
Well, we are really, really, again, going back to the revitalization of Milford. Anytime you put on a large event, there's going to be a lot of things we need, whether it be local artisans, artists, printers, a variety of things. And we're going to be looking to give the businesses in Milford that business. So we're hoping that money that is spent stays spent as much as possible in Milford. We are going to be searching for local talent. So if there are local female artists, we absolutely want to be pointed in their direction and hope that they get in touch with us. We do take submissions. So artists go to our website and submit for consideration to a Wilmington event. And we are going to consider any of the artists that have already submitted, which are well over 100 artists from all over the country already, to the Wilmington event. We're considering them having submitted to the Milford event at this point as well. So we're going to be pulling from that pool of talent from the much larger Wilmington event already. So we're really excited to introduce some artists to you know, a different part of Delaware that many of them probably don't know exists. And we just know people are going to fall in love with it when they get there.
great. Gail Dillman, Jeremy Hebel, both with Gable Music Ventures, announcing the inaugural Ladybug Music Festival. This is going to be great. I'm excited about this, and we hope that everybody will be excited. And I think the best part about this is not only is it going to be celebrating women in music, but the entire thing is free.
Free to attend. You bet. Oh, you know what? Gail just said one last thing that we really want to stress as well, and that is that this is all ages. We actually typically, especially in Wilmington, we last year in 2017, we had an artist that was only 12 years old that was a performer. And so we really embrace kind of this upcoming talent locally, and we want to give them a stage and a platform. And we want to make sure that families know that you can bring your young children out. There's not going to be any entertainment at the festival that would not be appropriate for that.
Thanks to Gable Music Ventures CEO Gail Dillman and its president and COO Jeremy Hebel and R. Kelly Steele for their time in this week's Arts Playlist. And stay with us. We wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we meet the man behind a podcast that seeks to bring a different perspective to politics and politicians. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.